in contact with something, a light message is sent through a nerve passageway in your body. It strikes a group of cells in your brain. Those brain cells are activated, and the picture that's in the cells flash on the screen of the mind. So although Nino was not looking at this, which is a sensory factor, and it'll work that way too, he was touching the key, and that triggered the image on the screen of his mind. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to show something to Nino, and I'm going to ask him what it is. Nino, I would like you to tell me what that is.
A pin.
A what?
Pin.
A pin. You think it is?
Yes.
You don't know what it is, do you? You're guessing now, aren't you? Now, you weren't guessing when you told me what that is.
No.
But when I asked you what this little metal object was, you're guessing. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, Nino, what you're really saying is, I had cells of recognition when I touched this, but when I look at this, I have no cells of recognition. Now, we're going to build cells of recognition in your brain. I'm going to tell you what this is, and I'm going to do something with it, and as I do that, instantly, in a millisecond, cells will be built in your brain. That, Nino, has a little plunger on it. Now, as I hit that plunger, something's going to come out of here. Do you see that? That is a toothpick, Nino. That's what your Aunt Marg gives you when you don't need anything, all right? Now, all right, now that is a toothpick. Now, that's no big deal. And you could miss the whole message here. But you see, Nino didn't know what that is. You know what he was saying? I don't have any cells of recognition in my brain. Now, when you go home, Nino, you can tell Rose that you built some brain cells this morning. She can love more of you. All right? You take more of her home. But that's exactly what that is. All right? And we just built some brain cells.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nino. Nino Spazzeri is, without question, one of the greatest real estate sales managers I've ever met. And you know, I told Brian something, and I'm going to tell you something. Whenever you go to do something, make certain that the people you surround yourself with are very successful. Carl Menninger one point in time pointed out that environment is more important than heredity. In other words, the people you find yourself surrounded by are more important to your success, your well-being, than what's built right into your genes at birth. And I suggested by going to see Nino, I told Leslie, go see Nino, go to work for the man and listen to him and do what he tells you. And he'll draw the best out of you. And that's exactly what he's doing. Now, we're going to build some brain cells with respect to the mind. All right? And as we build these brain cells with respect to the mind, we're going to build a picture of our mind right in here. And then as we get that picture in here, we can start making headway and making some of the adjustments that John talked about in the proper use of the program.
The points we just covered were simple, but vitally important. And one of the most important points of all was the fact that you and I must have an image of our mind. Without an image, we have confusion. So that's very, very important. Now, I would like to introduce you to someone who I wrote about in Born Rich, Hines and Donna Dawes. They came to the seminar, and their circumstance was doom and gloom.
We had bought this house in July of 1975 after being expropriated for the Pickering Airport fiasco north of the city. And almost every evening I would come home, and I would be extremely negative, started to take out my frustrations on Donna because the mortgage payments and everything else was more than what we expected. And after you buy a home, you have to buy curtains and things like that. From 7:30, I believe, until 10:30 at night, I would probably say during those 3 hours my life changed totally. Because from an almost decision to having to sell this house, to 3 hours later, to having a target of having a Cadillac paid for in 3 weeks, that is a tremendous change.
An important point here is that Hines Dawes had been an insurance agent for 15 years. He had great information. He had heard many motivational speakers. But he was still at the financial point where he was going to have to sell his house. Hines' problem was confusion. He did not have an image of his mind. And that's what made the difference.
Unfortunately, a lot of those if you want to call them motivational speakers.